Failure. It's a noun that can mean a lack of success or the omission of expected or required action. And that was a Google definition for failure. And by the way, you guys are listening to Random Radio. I'm David Bolander, your host, and let's just jump right into this. So, failure. We all think we're that, and we all think, you know, that that's a bad thing. And while it may seem that way, honestly, it kind of is. That's a weird thing. Failure is a very interesting topic, partially for the fact that, well, it generally means you didn't succeed. You did something wrong. Like, you know, and we're going to be talking about success here on the channel, here in the next episode or two, maybe five. I don't know. We'll see. But anyway, failure. So here's the thing about failure that I'm going to say, and I'm just going to put this out here now, and I might expand upon it. So failure, in my eyes at least, isn't like, don't take failure personally, is the thing, right? Failure is more of a teaching thing and less of a loss, right? It's like, people like to say, like, I don't know, like, if somebody lost the battle, they failed in what they were meant to do, right? But in reality, failing isn't losing the battle. It's not even losing the war. It's honestly, I'd almost say that it's just giving up and just not making a decision or not doing something, right? Like, and that's not even the case. Like, honestly, failure, in reality, I don't think that failure has a place in our society in its current connotation, because its current connotation is just like, you didn't succeed, and we are all disappointed of you because you did not succeed. And in reality, the reality of this situation is, everybody thinks that failure is such a terrible, terrible thing. And recently, in recent generations, and I'm one of the first few generations who are actually being taught, failure isn't a fail. It's not a loss. It's not, you know, the worst thing that could possibly happen. Failure is your teacher, right? Like I know, and it's very difficult for parents to understand, but failure is the way to teach, right? It's the only way that we actually understand something, right? Like, if we do a math problem wrong, like we say 1 + 1 = 3, and then we get it explained to us on why 1 + 1 does not = 3, which then puts it in our brain even better from our real life situation and our real life connection that 1 + 1 does not = 3. It in fact equals 2. And that is a good learning step, right? It's like, I don't even know what else to describe it as. It's like learning to walk, right? You're going to crash on your face at least 15 million times before you actually learn to walk and before you actually walk, right? Like, or you're going to need some heavy, heavy assistance, and that is going to make learning how to walk even harder, you know, or take even more time, right? Because, like, I don't know, because, like, the only way that you're going to figure out that you don't know how to walk is by not walking, right? Otherwise, you're going to think, I am the perfect human being, and I know how to do absolutely everything, right? That's what failure teaches us, is that it teaches us, well, we don't know how to do this yet, but I know what I did wrong here. Right? Or even if you don't know what you did wrong, then you can say, I did something wrong here. So I know that the problem is here. I just don't know what it is, right? Like, that's what failure teaches you. And honestly, that applies to most fields from what my experience is, right? Like, let's give another example. Play guitar. Sorry. Stumbling over my words a little bit there, but I play guitar. And I will, if you're a guitar player or an instrument player out there, like a stringed instrument, you will know that bar chords are the worst thing in existence. And maybe that's just my thought process right now, and I'll probably think it's not in like a year or two, but like, I don't know, bar chords are such a pain to learn. And the only way that I've actually made progress in learning them is by failing, and is by literally not doing them right and figuring out, oh wait, I need a little bit more pressure on this part of my finger, or oh, I need a little bit more pressure on this particular fret. Like, or I need to strum just a little bit heavier to get the sound out, right? Like it teaches you a whole bunch of random stuff, right? It teaches you stuff about like form and about like, oh, this is what's comfortable, right? Versus like, if you were to avoid failure and if you were to be taught how to do it perfectly the first time, then you wouldn't know how to apply that to other situations. Like, say that there's this random weird bar chord that you have to use a few, like three different fingers on, right? If there's a random bar chord like that, you won't have a clue how to do it, and now you'll have to start from square one because you didn't start from square one earlier, right? And yeah, that's one of my biggest experiences with failure is that like the way that you learn and the way that humanity has always learned is failure. We've always learned how to fail, or not how to fail, but we've always learned that failing is how we learn, right? We've always learned that, well, like, yeah, I failed at this thing, but I know what I can do better next time. And yeah, there's not always going to be a next time in some cases, but in a lot of cases, in the vast majority of cases, there you get at least three chances, right? Like in baseball, you realize, oh, wait, this pitcher is actually doing it too low for me to actually hit, so I'm just not going to swing. And then you get a ball, and then you get four different balls, and you go and you walk the plate because the pitcher wasn't willing to pitch properly or wasn't willing to pitch to your standard, right? And that's just how we learn, right? Is we learn by failing, right? Like we see what the other person's style is. We see like, and it honestly teaches us a lot about like culture and about cultural differences. And honestly, and the other thing is that failure teaches us how we actually react under stress, because we like to think like, oh yeah, if this situation happened, I'd be brave, I'd be like smart, I would actually think it through clearly. And then when it actually comes and you don't do any of those things and you realize, oh wait, that was the roadblock. Like that's why I didn't react in the way that I wanted to, is because like I was panicking, or my heart rate was too high, or I just couldn't focus, right? And so then you do things next time to say like, oh, during a test, like say that you're taking a test once every year, right? During the first year, then you'll be super stressed, and if you're thinking about failure and how it can teach you, which you probably won't be, but let's ask the hypothetical, like if you're thinking about you're failing, right? And let's say that you do fail the test, but you realized that, wait a second, I couldn't really pay attention because I was too worried about what I was going to get on the test, right? Or like I couldn't focus because I couldn't because I they didn't let me listen to music, or like I needed something else to do, like I was too antsy, I couldn't think properly, right? And so then the next time that you go to take the test, you say that you bring like a breath mint or something, that you have something to do, or you bring like a fidget spinner or fidget box or fidget toy or of some kind, right? Something that you can do during the test. And then your grade bumps up, but you still kind of fail in your eyes because you didn't get 100%. And so then you look at it again and you're like, well, I didn't really study for it this time, and I didn't study it for the time before, so let's try studying. And so then you study, and then you forget that, you know, you need something else to do. So then you go to the third test and you say, and then you fail it like slightly worse. And you're like, oh yeah, I forgot to do that thing, the thing that I learned how to do earlier. And so then you look at it again, and you get a breath mint, you give yourself something to do, and you study, right? Suddenly you got a 90% or a 95%, and that is amazing. That's great for you, right? Like it's not 100%, but I mean, who needs 100%, right? C's get degrees, or D's get degrees even in some cases. But I mean, like the only way that you would have known to do any of those things, and that makes you a better test taker in the future, in reality, is that like if you fail and you realize that you're failing and you have a reason and you can figure out the reason really, and you have the proper environment and the proper learning tactics, and you have general tactics in reality, then you can become a way more like not rounded person, but like, you know, a more, it's difficult to put it into words. You create like a situation in which you can learn how to do anything over say 5 steps, right? First like 3 times you're gonna fail, fourth time then you'll be okay at it, and then fifth time you'll be amazing at it, right? Just because you learned that, well, I fail, or I learn by failing, right? And I actually have a few people in my class who I in like my math classes who I don't think that they realize that, or maybe they do and I'm just being ignorant, but I think that they just don't realize that like that their way of learning is by failing. And so then they do it wrong, and then they ask for help, and then they do it wrong again, but in a different way. And then they ask for help again, and then they get it, like, to a better degree than most people do. And that's honestly the best way to learn is in reality by failing. Like, honestly, it truly is. Like, it's annoying and it takes a second, but it pays out in the long run, in my opinion. And I mean, I'm not an adult yet. I don't know what real failure feels like, and I don't know the consequences of massive failure because I haven't had one yet. I haven't gotten into ridiculous amounts of debt that I just couldn't pay off yet because I'm a kid and I haven't had the opportunity to get into debt in the first place, because I doubt any bank would give me any sort of anything in the way of a loan, right? I doubt it, just because I'm a kid. I'm a teenager. I don't have the responsibility, and I haven't really been taught anything, right? And like, yeah, it's good to get general orientation of what you're doing before you start doing something. But I would also argue that, like, yeah, that's good and all, but you need to add in the element of you need to be able to do it again and again, right? Which is, from what I've seen at least, and that's why, like, astronauts and people in general training for just about everything, really, they go through like a month of training. And so they, instead of going through like 3 days of training, you go through like a month or like a year of training before you actually do the thing that will endanger your life, or that will, do something bad that could potentially end very, very badly. And so it lets you fail in a very controlled environment, right? So then it's like, and then they ask you, like, hey, why are you failing now? Or you have to be forced to learn why the heck you're failing. And then that makes you a better person in the long run. At least then that's my experience. And I know that that's probably not entirely the case. Heck, it's probably not anywhere close to the case at all. But that's my experience with failure. And I guess what I'm trying to say is, don't let like failure cut you down, right? Don't let failure like be the end all be all. Be like, oh, I failed on this one test. I just can't do it, right? I'm worthless. I can't do it anymore. But I guess like it doesn't have to be that way. What it can be is like, oh, I failed, and I know that it's gonna be annoying to do it again, but I kind of have to do it again, right? And that's just the nature of failure and success, really. Because if you fail enough times, you're bound to succeed, right? If you flip a coin, you have a 50-50 shot every single time to do it. So eventually you should get like eventually you should get a heads or a tails or whatever you called, right? Like, eventually you will get that. It just might take a second, right? And it might take longer for you than for others, right? Like, that's just kind of the case. And I mean, like, yeah, failure sucks. Don't get me wrong. It's terrible. It is one of the worst things to go through ever, but it's one of the best teachers. It's one of the best ways to be like, I don't know, like open-minded. And it also teaches you to like be not reminiscent, not open-minded, but like good about yourself. It teaches you to be kind of accepting of yourself and to be like, "Oh, this is the style that works for me," right? That's why I don't script my podcast episodes anymore, is because I realized, hey, I don't want to spend like 4 hours writing a podcast episode just for like 10 minutes of content or 15 minutes of content that I'm going to be posting every other week, which I know I missed the last one. I'll cover that here in just a second. Failure is, it sucks, but it's the best teacher. It is the absolute best teacher, no matter what. And if the failure gets like, and that's, I don't know, that's one reason why I think that schools should like give you a situation in which you do fail, or in which you like why they should do like a financial failure class, to be like, okay, in the case of a failure, do this. Or in the case of like let's say that you're going bankrupt, like you're about to be bankrupt, what do you do? And then they let you fail. And then they let you fail again, and then they let you fail again, and track the progress, see if it actually does anything for the sake of the study. And then teach them how they can do it better, and then do it over again. And then teach them how to do it even better, and then do it over again, right? And just be like, I don't know. I guess I think that I don't know. And I'm probably very hypocritical in that sense, in that like I hate failing. I hate failing as much as the next guy. I hate it so much. But you know, it's how you need to be able to do things, I guess. And I mean, that's very brute forcing it, in all honesty, now that I'm thinking about it. But like, and don't get me wrong, you should totally like still like study before a test, just not just to see, hey, do I actually need to study or not? Like, you know, if you've realized that studying works for you, study. If you realize that, you know, if you realize that running is for you, go run. Make it your hobby. Make it even your job. I mean, there are so many people who are world famous and who make so much money by playing a sport, by you know, by running, by singing, by doing podcasting, by being therapeutic, right? Like, they're, I don't even know how to describe it. It's just failure. I don't know. Failure is the best teacher. It is the probably one of the only things that can teach you to the level that it will be ingrained into your memory, or that you will actually be able to remember it. At least that's my opinion. That's my views on failure for the most part. I'll probably be totally like, you know, not like totally regretting what I'm saying here tonight within like an hour, but I don't care. And that'll be a failure for me, and I'll realize, wait, I should actually probably come up with an outline before I make a podcast video, or I should maybe like write it out or like talk it out to myself before I say stuff, because I worded it very, very poorly. But you know, that's just gonna be a failure for me, and that's okay, especially since it's a des or it's a decently minimal failure, right? I don't know, but. Anyway, you guys have been listening to Random Radio. I am David Bolander, and watch out, because in the next episode or two or three or something or other, we're going to be having a guest speaker on, hopefully. And we're going to be talking about success, right? So, inverse of this, or not necessarily inverse, but opposite of this, more or less. But I mean, I don't know. And also, last thing to note about failure, as I'm looking back at the definition again. So the Google definition is that is failure, which is a noun, which can embody a lack of success. Now, I did not look up the definition for success, but I will say that failure is a lack of success, but success is not a lack of failure. It's kind of like the all squares are rectangles, but not all rectangles are squares. It's like that, but with failure and success, you know, because in order to succeed, you have to have failed. Right? Just because that teaches you how to do better. That teaches you the only way you know how to do better, right? And I guess that and I mean, like, sometimes it's shown that, like, the whole goal of civilization is to move forward, but in all reality, like, we need to learn these things before we realize what we're doing, right? Because otherwise, then we have no idea why we're doing it, and then we get into a massive uprising on the fact that nobody actually likes doing this thing, but we don't know why we do it, you know? And that's just kind of the case, but. Anyway, I'll leave it at that. I don't know. I hope that this podcast isn't too much of a failure, at least. And I know that I missed recording 2 weeks ago, the last episode, or what was meant to be the last episode. And that was just because I was having family drama going on, and it was spring break, and there was just a lot going on, and I was so tired, and so I didn't do it. But anyway. Have a good time. Don't be afraid of your failures, and don't be afraid of failing. Don't, you know, and I'm saying a lot of don'ts, and I'm not saying a lot of do's like I should be doing, but you know, have a good time, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Have a decent, at least, have a decent time, you know, in whatever you're doing. And that's me, David Bolander. That was my thoughts. Peace out.